Oh God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Now let the new Jerusalem draw forth new sweetness from this hymn, and let the chorus celebrate with solemn joy this paschal feast. For Christ unconquered lion comes, the dragon crushed beneath his feet. With a living voice he cries aloud, and rising wakes the dead from death. The prey that Satan had devoured, his nether kingdom must expel. A crowd of captives free at last, now follows Jesus from the tomb. He triumphs filled with splendid light, in sovereign power and majesty. He forms a single commonwealth, one native land of heaven and earth. Let us entreat him with our song, as soldiers of our God and King, that rank on rank he orders us within the splendor of his courts. O Jesus, be for mind and heart our everlasting paschal joy, and gather us reborn by grace to share your triumphs evermore. To you, Lord Jesus, glory be, who shine in victory over death, with God the Father ever blessed, and living Spirit ever one. Amen. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Alleluia. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Alleluia. Lord, you have built your temple and altar on your holy mountain. Alleluia. God of my fathers, Lord of mercy, you who have made all things by your word, and in your wisdom have established man to rule the creatures produced by you, to govern the world in holiness and justice, and to render judgment in integrity of heart. Give me wisdom, the attendant at your throne, and reject me not from among your children. For I am your servant, the son of your handmaid, a man weak and short-lived, and lacking in comprehension of judgment and of laws. Indeed, though one be perfect among the sons of men, if wisdom who comes from you be not with him, he shall be held in no esteem. Now with you is wisdom who knows your works, and was present when you made the world, who understands what is pleasing in your eyes, and what is conformable with your commands. Send her forth from your holy heavens, and from your glorious throne dispatch her, that she may be with me and work with me, that I may know what is your pleasure. For she knows and understands all things, and will guide me discreetly in my affairs, and safeguard me by her glory. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, you have built your temple and altar on your holy mountain. Alleluia. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Alleluia. O praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Alleluia. None of us lives as his own master, and none of us dies as his own master. While we live, we are responsible to the Lord. And when we die as his servants. Both in life and in death, we are the Lord's. That is why Christ died and came to life again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. The Lord is risen from the tomb.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Simon Peter said, Lord, to who shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and we are convinced that you are Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our father, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and we are convinced that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia. Christ is the bread of life. He will raise up on the last day all who share the table of his word and body. In our joy let us pray. Lord, give us peace and joy. Son of God, you were raised from the dead to lead us into life. Bless and sanctify all the children of your Father. You give peace and joy to all who believe in you. Grant that we may walk as children of the light, rejoicing in your victory. Build up the faith of your pilgrim church on earth, that it may bear witness to your resurrection before the whole world. You suffered and so entered into the glory of the Father. Change the tears of the sorrowful into joy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who in the font of baptism have made new those who believe in you, keep safe those reborn in Christ, that defeating every onslaught of error, they may faithfully preserve the grace of your blessing. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.